2,500 free miles in lease period. Per mile charge of 25 cents over free mileage limit. More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick has a good selection of other brand new 2017 Chevrolet cars, pickup trucks, and RVs to choose from, along with many late model pre-owned vehicles on the lot. Call 989-883-2100 or visit www.moreshoreline.com. Pick up your new Chevrolet and find new roads. If you are considering new or additional grain storage facilities this year, contact DS Services of Cass City right away and take advantage of pre-season savings by ordering now. DS Services is your primary source for farm or commercial grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a whole new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services, and they maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and three truck and all-terrain cranes, ranging from 40 to 55-ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach. They're suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services Crane Rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. Chick Days are here at Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City store. Now through March 24th, you can place your baby chick order for April 5th delivery. While you are there, stock up on non-GMO, organic, or conventional poultry feed, as well as all of your livestock, pet, and bird feed needs. Be sure to check the latest in-store sales specials, too, at the Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City store at the corner of M53 and Bay City Forestville Road. Open 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 till 2 on Saturday.
Everyone knows that Northern Michigan is a beautiful destination for vacations. But why limit yourself to just vacation time? Find your new home today or sell your home by calling Joey Krieger at Kelly & Company Realty. Kelly & Company Realty has been the Thumbs people mover for over 30 years. That's three decades of putting families in the homes of their dreams and helping farms and businesses grow. And in some of the most vibrant communities Michigan has to offer. If you're looking to sell your home, give Joey a call at 989-912-0059 for a free comparative market analysis. Don't buy or sell your new home alone. For fast, professional service, give Joey Krieger a call at 989-912-0059 today.
Don't miss out on your dream home today. Give me, Joey Krieger, a call at 989-912-0059.
Final score from Cass City. Cass City wins over Vassar 48-38. In the first quarter, Cass City actually came out. Cass City actually came out on a 5-0 run to start the ball game. And then Vassar started to chip away at it. And at the end of the first quarter, it was 11-9. Cass City leading by 2 points. In the second quarter, Cass City scores 10, Vassar with 7. But Cass City did see their lead slip away from them with 2:43 left in the first half. Vassar took a 16-15 lead, but Cass City regains the lead before the half is over and finishes on a run of themselves to lead by 5 points, 21-16 at the half. To start the third quarter, Cass City outscores Vassar again 14-10, and they go 1-for-3 from the free throw line. Vassar in that third quarter, 3-for-4. And it's 35-26 Cass City by 9 after the third quarter. We enter the fourth quarter, and it's a little bit back and forth, very sloppy, as Cass City has 5 turnovers in the fourth quarter alone. They score 13, Vassar with 12, and the final result is a 10-point victory for Cass City, 48-38, as Logan Schenk leads all scorers with 19 points, 11 of those in the second half, and a whole slew of rebounds for Cass City otherwise. We have Chase Winner at 8, Sandon Cuthrell at 8 points, Nick Perry with 6, Shade Brzezinowski at 3, Brad Hacker and Joel Collins each with 2 points. Free throws for Cass City was 6-for-13 for 46%, but they did have 15 turnovers on the night. For the Vassar Vulcans, they were led by two scores with 9 points, Ricardo Macon and Jackson Knoll, each with 9. Caleb Weisenberger had 6 all off of free throws. Garrett Gaughan had 7 all coming in the first half. Steven Hecht with 4, and Luke Bogert with 3. And that's your scoring for the Vassar Vulcans for 38 points. From the free throw line, they went 12 for 23, which is just over the 50% mark at 52%. 13 turnovers for Vassar in the ballgame tonight compared to Cass City's 15, so 28 altogether between the two squads. And a whole slew of rebounds for Cass City. They actually out-rebounded Vassar 37-19, and a plus 18 for the Redhawks and Logan Schenk. 25 defensive boards, 12 offensive boards for Cass City, 11-8 defensive and offensive rebounds for Vassar. John Mooney shooting.
Cass City was consistent tonight. Vassar wasn't. And that's the tale of the tape. As far as Cass City is concerned, total game, 20 field goals for 60 shots at it, 33%. What did they do in the first half?
33%.
Second half, 33%. Inside the arc, they were 10 for 28. That was 35%. They went down a little bit, 1 for 5 at three-point land, 20%. And to take, you know, contrast this with what Vassar did, Vassar in the second half went 5 for 37, 13%. Grand total of 12 for 64, 18%. Inside the arc, 4 for 24, 16%. 1 for 13 outside the arc, and that was 7%. Whopping.
So I see it, John. Really, the turnovers kind of canceled each other out.
Yes.
Logan Schenk takes care of the inside post on offense and defense. A plus 18 rebounding advantage for Cass City, and that's your ball game.
He was the guy tonight. Noel Jackson had 11 for Vassar, but that wasn't enough. There was nobody else that was going to go ahead and help. Macon did come up with 7, but I don't think he had enough time on the floor to go ahead and really get himself established. Weisenberger, I thought he had a pretty good game, but he needs to be a little more consistent being a senior. And Luke Bogert with 3 points tonight, and 2 of them came from the foul line. That's not enough to go ahead and depend on senior leadership to get it done now this year. So that's kind of like the tale of the season for the Vassar Vulcans. It's just been that kind of a go for them this year.
Cass City now 7-12 overall, 5-6 at home, and 3-6 in divisional play. Vassar now falls to 3-16, 1-8 on the road, and 1-8 in league play. Tonight snapped Cass City's losing streak of 5 and has a victory. Their last victory came against Lakers on February the 3rd, 21 days ago. And before that, it was January 11th against Harbor Beach, 61-44. So good to see Cass City get back in winning ways.
Well, they bounced back now. They weathered the storm. Let's see if this can go ahead and become a springboard into the March Madness.
As they only have one more remaining regular season game, that's coming on Thursday, March 2nd, at Bad Axe. Cass City wraps up the regular season.
And that's an interesting game because that's a game that they can win, if they put their mind to it. Forget this business about are we home, are we away. Talent is talent, and if you've got it, which Cass City, I think they do, they can play this way everywhere. They can muck it up a little bit for the defensive end, for their opponents. And they can find the hoop just like they have done tonight. I thought there was some pretty good action that they had in their offensive sets. And defensively, they did hold their own.
Vassar now on an 8-game losing streak. Their last victory came against Cass City on January 27th. Since then, 8 straight losses. And in their last 15 games, just 1 victory. And aside from that Cass City victory on January 27th, they have to go all the way back to January 4th against Saginaw Arts and Sciences.
As far as their opening draw against Genesee, mm-hmm. Truthfully, I think this could be kind of interesting because I'll consider that a win for them.
There's a lot of talent on this Vassar squad.
Yes, there is. And it just seems like they just run out of gas the 2 times that we have seen them.
So, John, what's the future looking like here? Of course, Cass City, Bad Axe next week, and then they are against USA on the 6th on Monday in district play at Lakers.
Against USA, now that's interesting. Would you show them anything? I wouldn't. I'd wait for districts. That's what I would do. Cass City, I think it's a rivalry game, I think, with Bad Axe. Bad Axe has been having their way with them for the last couple of years. And so this would be a good time to go ahead and put the whammy on them. Not that Bad Axe